Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Welcome to another episode of Project I Am, the podcast where we explore meaningful concepts to enhance self-awareness, personal growth, and fulfillment. I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and today we're diving deep into three powerful Japanese philosophies that can help transform your life. Today, we're going to be looking at Ichigo Ichi, Ikigai, and Kaizen. These three concepts may come from different aspects of Japanese culture, but together they create a holistic framework for intentional living, finding your purpose, and striving for continuous improvement. Together, we'll unpack their meanings, explore real-world examples, and discuss how you can apply them in your daily life. So grab a cup of coffee or tea, find a cozy spot, and let's begin this journey. But first, a little background on why these principles are so deeply ingrained in Japanese culture. Japan has long been associated with mindfulness, precision, and balance, whether it's the art of the tea ceremony, the discipline of martial arts, or the perfection of sushi making. Japanese traditions emphasize presence, purpose, and progress. Now let's start with Ichigo Ichi, the philosophy of cherishing every moment. Ichigo Ichi translates to one time, one meeting, or once in a lifetime. Now, this concept originated from the Japanese tea ceremony and was deeply influenced by Zen Buddhism. It teaches us to embrace the present moment as if it will never ever happen again. Every encounter, every experience is unique and should be appreciated fully. I think about this when I'm sitting with a friend having coffee or we're going for a walk, and I realize that this moment in time that we're having right now, with the air on my skin feeling this way, with the temperature being this way, the feeling in my body being a particular way, and me listening to a friend or sharing with a friend, that I will never again have a moment in time exactly like this. The idea behind Ichigo Ichi is that nothing in life can ever be repeated in exactly the same way. Even if you meet the same people or visit the same places, the same energy, emotions, and circumstances, well, these things are always going to be different. Each moment in time is perfectly unique. So what are some real-world examples of this? Well, the tea ceremony is kind of important and informed this a lot. Ichigo Ichi was popularized by Zen no Rikyu, the 16th century tea master. In a traditional Japanese tea ceremony, the host prepares and serves the tea with deep intentionality. Each movement is precise and each moment is cherished, as if the experience will never ever happen again the same way. So how can you apply this to modern day? Let's say you're having dinner with friends. Instead of being distracted by your phone or thinking about tomorrow's tasks or trying to worry about how good the dish tastes, rather immerse yourself in the conversation. Listen intently, make eye contact, laugh wholeheartedly, and appreciate the presence of those around you. A powerful way to practice Ichigo Ichi is to imagine that everything you experience could be the last time. Think about having coffee with a friend. How would you treat that time differently if you imagined that this was the last time you would see them? Or how would you feel if this was the last time you could watch a sunset from your favorite spot? Or the last time you could hold a loved one's hands? When you think about each moment as if it was the last time you could ever do it, and you shifted into this last time perspective, your focus shifts from autopilot to intentional presence. Research in mindfulness and positive psychology supports the benefits of Ichigo Ichi. A study by Killingsworth and Gilbert in 2010 found that people are happiest when they are fully present, regardless of what they are doing. Distraction and mind wandering contribute to lower happiness levels. So, stay present. So, how do you practice Ichigo Ichi? Put away distractions. Give your full attention to the people and experiences around you. Savor the small moments. Notice the beauty in ordinary things, like the taste of your morning coffee or the warmth of the sunlight on your skin, and practice gratitude. Recognize that each moment is fleeting, but be thankful for it. Okay, the second concept we're going to talk about is Ikigai, which is really all about finding your life's purpose. Ikigai translates to reason for being or life's purpose. It's the concept of finding meaning and fulfillment in what you do. Ikigai is often represented as the intersection of four elements: what you love, your passion; what you're good at, your vocation; what the world needs, your mission; and what you can be paid for, your profession. When all these things align, your passion, your vocation, your mission, and your profession, you experience a deep sense of satisfaction and motivation. How about a real-world example? Well, Okinawa, Japan, is home to one of the longest-living populations in the world, and studies suggest that one reason is their strong sense of ikigai. Many Okinawans continue working or pursuing hobbies well into old age, giving them a reason to wake up every morning. This was all found in a study by Butner in 2012. Though not Japanese, Steve Jobs embodied ikigai. He loved technology, which was his passion, was skilled in innovation, which was his vocation, created products that changed the world, which was his mission, and was financially successful. This became his profession. His purpose-driven approach led to some of the most groundbreaking advances in technique. So, how do you discover your ikigai? Ask yourself the following questions. What do I love doing? What am I naturally good at? How can I contribute to the world? And can I make a living from it? So start small. Ikigai doesn't have to be a grand mission. It can be as simple as teaching, cooking, or caring for others. Understanding ikigai is one thing, but discovering and applying it to your life is quite another. So answer those questions and go through the step-by-step process to help you uncover your purpose and integrate it into your daily routine. If you want to, draw a four-circle Venn diagram and start by listing answers under each section. Look at what overlaps. That overlap is where your ikigai lies. The key is to align your daily life with what gives you meaning, even in small ways. Start each day by asking, what is one thing I can do today that aligns with my ikigai, with my purpose? Okay, thirdly, let's look at Kaizen, the philosophy of continuous improvement. This final concept, Kaizen, means continuous improvement and helps us focus on small, consistent efforts over time rather than huge, drastic changes. Developed in post-war Japan, Kaizen became a foundational principle in business and self-improvement. Toyota, the car manufacturer, famously uses Kaizen to enhance efficiency and encourage employees to suggest small but meaningful improvements. This concept of Kaizen is very similar to James Clear's 1% rule. In Atomic Habits, published in 2018, Clear explains how improving just 1% every day compounds into massive growth over time. This principle is the essence of Kaizen. Think of it in the context of weight loss and fitness. Instead of trying to lose 20 pounds in a month, the principle of Kaizen suggests small, sustainable changes. Walking 10 minutes more each day, or drinking a little bit more water each day. So how can you apply Kaizen into your daily life to make small improvements? 1. Start small. The 1% rule. Don't aim for big changes. Focus on just improving 1% daily. Instead of saying I want to read more books, start by reading just one extra page a day. Small steps make big habits. 2. Set mini goals instead of huge, overwhelming ones. Instead of saying I want to run a marathon, set a goal like I want to jog for 5 minutes a day. Instead of saying I'll save $5,000 this year, rather just say something like I'll save $5 today. These small wins build momentum and confidence over time. 3. Create feedback loops. The best way to improve is by tracking your progress. Use a small habit tracker or journal to measure your small improvements. Example, if you're learning a new language, keep a log of how many new words you learn each week. And 4, develop a growth mindset. Kaizen is about progress, not perfection. If you make a mistake, see it as an opportunity to learn rather than a failure. Carol Dweck writes a lot about this and talks about growth mindset and how people with growth mindset are more resilient and able to achieve more in the long run. Lastly, 5, apply Kaizen to every area of your life. You can apply it to your career. Learn one new skill a month to stay ahead. Apply it to your health. Improve your diet by swapping one unhealthy food for a nutritious one. And you can apply it to your relationships. Spend an extra 5 minutes each day truly listening to a loved one. Okay, that was a bunch. So to wrap it up, let's reflect on today's key insights. Ichigo Ichi teaches us to treasure every moment as if it were our last. Ikigai helps us find meaning and purpose in life. And Kaizen reminds us that small, continuous improvements lead to great success. The beauty of Ichigo Ichi, Ikigai, and Kaizen isn't that they are just philosophies, but that they are each practical ways to enhance our daily lives. By being present, finding purpose, and committing to small improvements, we can cultivate a more meaningful, fulfilling existence. So try applying just one of these concepts today and see how it changes your mindset. And remember, life isn't about perfection, it's about progress. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Until next time, embrace the moment, live with purpose, and keep growing. May you be well.
Weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sunsmiles. You're gonna love it.